We'll take a look now at some news from the world of sports, and the Plattsburgh State Cardinals are champions of women's Division III hockey for a record-breaking fourth time in a row. However, they were less than a minute away from having that streak snapped in Michigan last night. Senior Aaron Brand was the hero for Plattsburgh, putting home the game winner 10 minutes into the overtime period. But it was another Plattsburgh senior, Julia Duquette, who made Brand's overtime heroics possible, because here's how close Adrian College was to an upset of the Cardinals. Adrian had a 3-2 lead with just 21 seconds left in regulation and was just finishing up a power play when Duquette picked up the puck at center ice, raced around a Bulldog defender, and put home a wrist shot that tied the game at 3. With the win, Plattsburgh becomes the first Division III women's hockey team to win 4 consecutive national titles, breaking the tie with Middlebury, the team that won 3 in a row from 2004 to 2006. Even though the Norwich women were beaten by Plattsburgh on Friday night to end their season, the Norwich men are still alive and with a chance to win the national championship after Kevin Salvucci scored twice to lead Norwich to a 6-2 win over Hamilton on Saturday night. That advances the Cadets to the Frozen Four in Division III men's hockey. Over the weekend, the CVU girls became champions of Division I in girls' high school basketball for the 5th consecutive time. The Red Hawks beat top-seeded St. Johnsbury 36-33 Saturday night at Patrick Gymnasium, and the 5 state titles in a row matches the mark that was set by Essex in the 1990s. A different experience for Linden as the Division II crown was claimed by the Vikings for the first time in school history, following a convincing 40-15 win over Mill River at Barry Auditorium. Like the Red Hawks' win, this was a 2-seed, toppling a number 1 seed to claim the crown as Linden gets their first ever state championship in Division II. A much closer contest in the Division III state final, a game that saw Thetford come back from a 15-point deficit with less than 6 minutes to go in regulation, storming back for a 53-52 win over Windsor. Regan Covey scored the game-winning bucket on a layup just 6 seconds left to complete the Panther comeback, the biggest of her 23 points on the night. Windsor forward Olivia Rockwood led all scorers with 30 points for Windsor in the heartbreaking loss. In Division IV, it's all about 3, meaning 3 state titles in a row now for Mount St. Joseph, as the Mounties topped West Rutland 50-36 behind 17 points from Jenna Eaton. To the pros now, and in the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens have sent a clear message to the Ottawa Senators. You guys are welcome to have second place in the Atlantic, but we're going to hold on to first. The Habs have now beaten the Senators in back-to-back contests in a home-and-home, needing overtime to do it in Ottawa, but needing just the world's best goalie to put a 4-1 win into the bank last night at home at the Bell Centre in Montreal. Carey Price made some jaw-dropping saves out of his total 30 on the night in the win for Montreal. Jordy Benn, Thomas Plekanec, Paul Byron, and Nathan Beaulieu all tallied for Montreal, and they open up a 4-point lead over Ottawa. Now, tonight in Toronto, there's a big game for the visiting Boston Bruins and the hometown Maple Leafs. Toronto currently has a precarious hold on the last available wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference with 79 points, but they're just 3 points behind the Bruins for the safer third-place spot in the Atlantic Division. The Bruins are coming off a Western Canada road trip in which they won 2 out of 3, but in spite of their great run since Bruce Cassidy took over the head coaching duties, the Bruins are still facing critical games like tonight's down the stretch that will determine whether they can break their string of back-to-back no-shows in the playoffs. The Maple Leafs are sporting a rejuvenated team that's led by youngsters like the mercurial Austin Matthews, and just getting back to the playoffs would be considered a successful season, really, for both clubs. Although Leafs fans are looking for the team's first Stanley Cup since 1967, that is the longest drought for any original six NHL team. And finally, in the World Baseball Classic, Team USA has booked a spot in the semifinals, eliminating the Dominican Republic over the weekend. The U.S. will next take on Japan in the Final Four on Tuesday.